Hello, everybody. It's My Little Globe time. A few days ago, I had to pick up a girl from kindergarten, and she had her scooter with her. So, of course, she went on the scooter, and all of a sudden, she starts going super fast. I couldn't run after her because I had her sister in the pram, and so I shouted, and I told her to stop. And I was like, stop, now, stop. And I shouted pretty loud, like really at the top of my voice. But she didn't. And when I finally reached her, I told her that she shouldn't do that because it's just not safe. And it's very dangerous to go that fast next to the street, and that she has to stay with me. And when I say stop, it really means stop. So for the rest of the way home, she stayed with me and it was all good. And when we finally arrived, her mom was already waiting for us. So this little girl walks up to her mom and says, I didn't listen to Romina when she told me to stop. It was literally the first thing that girl told her mom. So we stopped for a moment and I thought, when does this start? When do we start to lie? And why do we? Because apparently, it's nothing we do automatically. It's nothing lying in our nature. Because little kids wouldn't even think of lying, even if they know that there will be consequences. I remember when I was a kid, I lied. At a much later age, though, when I was already at school. Because my sister and me, and now I think this is the biggest lie I ever told my mom. And now she will discover. My sister and me, we sometimes watch TV in the morning and we perfectly knew that we were not supposed to. So we were actually not allowed to to watch the TV in the morning. But our mom got up later than us, so how would she know if we didn't tell her? And no matter how much my sister and me fought when we were little, this thing, you know, it was always a mutual understanding that none of us would ever tell our mom. And I think until today, I don't know if she pretended not to know, or if she actually didn't know. I'll know when my mom listened to this episode, probably. But yeah, that remained, I think, my biggest lie for the rest of my life. But what does lying actually mean? I think every one of us has a bit of a different definition for this. What would count as a lie and what is still allowed without being considered a lie. So the first thing I did, of course, as always, is that I looked the verb to lie up in two dictionaries. So first, I looked it up in the Cambridge Dictionary, and there, to lie is defined as saying or writing something that is not true in order to deceive someone. Okay, so that is actually implying bad intentions, right? And the Merriam-Webster definition is to make an untrue statement with intent to deceive. Very similar. And the second one is to create a false or misleading impression. Okay, good. So I think in all of these cases, it is implied that people have a negative intention when lying. So that would mean if I lied because I wanted to save someone from feeling pain, for example, this wouldn't actually be a lie, would it? Like, to me personally, it would. But I'm just trying to analyze these definitions here. And then I thought, the reason why I actually started researching on this whole topic and the whole lying issue was that story I had with that Filipino guy. Now, the thing with Filipino culture is that people there are still very religious. They are super Catholic, more than Austrian people are nowadays. And then I thought, you know, I am not very religious. I don't know a lot about the Catholic religion because I'm a Protestant. But still, I thought, you know, there are the Ten Commandments, right? And as far as I remembered, there was one commandment telling us not to lie. So I looked that commandment up, and the first thing I found is something very funny, actually, because in German, it is the eighth commandment, and in English, it is the ninth. Now, for whatever reason that might be, but I think it was kind of interesting. So, however, I looked that commandment up, and the full commandment actually goes like this. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. Huh. Now, this is not exactly telling anyone not to lie in general, right? Because the immediate concern of the ninth commandment is legal testimony. So anyhow, I was like, oh, okay, so I got that wrong. So according to the 10 commandments, there is nothing wrong with lying at all, which I find just, you know, another interesting fact to know. So the day when I brought those two girls home and I started thinking about the lying issue again, I suddenly remembered that I started telling you that story about the Filipino guy and I never finished. Now, for whoever didn't listen to that episode, it's called Truth Be Told. You can still check it out. But in any case, I will give you a short recap so everyone can follow. Last year, I worked on a cruise ship for 6 months. And I was together on board with a Filipino guy who promised to marry me and all that stuff. Like, I never asked him to marry me, but he always spoke about these things. Now, in the end, it turned out that he had a girlfriend back home, even though I had asked him many, many times and told him that it wouldn't be a problem if he had one. He never told me about it. And I really couldn't deal with this lie. So far, so good. Now, I got off board at some point, of course. And I had already planned to go to the Philippines in December with my mom, because I wanted to get to know that country, because I had spent so much time with my Filipino colleagues on board and I had never seen their country. So I went there, and that guy I had been with, Jason, he was on board at that point. So I wasn't planning on meeting anyone in the Philippines. I just wanted to see the country. I was still in loose contact with Jason, and in the middle of the night on Christmas Eve, he suddenly called me because he was somewhere at the other end of the world at that point with the ship. So he called me at some time at night. So I picked up the phone and he was like, I have a surprise for you. And I was like, what? Yes, I told my family to do something with you, to take you with them on an excursion. So my sister will text you. Now, I hadn't expected anything like that. So I asked him what his family knew or who they believed I was. And he said, well, I told them you're a friend and a colleague. And I was like, okay, great, I will go with that. And I was, of course, super curious to meet his family because I think you learn so much more about a person when you finally meet the family. And yeah, it was just good to have some locals show us around and stuff like that. So the next day, his sister really texted me. We made an appointment and his whole family came to pick us up from the hotel. So dad, mom, and the two sisters. When I got on the car, the first thing his mom told me or asked me was, so how is he? And I was like, gosh, is this a test? Like, is she checking if I'm in contact with him? And I was like, well, I don't know. And she said, ah, you don't? Are you not in contact? And I was like, well, not all the time, you know. And then we talked about their dialect, because in the Philippines, they have super strong dialects. It's more like different languages, actually. And I told them that I didn't know anything in their dialect, because I tried learning some Filipino words on board, but not in that dialect. And I was like, well, your son didn't teach me anything in your dialect. And his dad turns around to me and he says, oh, but he taught you I love you, right? And I was shocked. I didn't know what to respond. I was like, is this a joke? Apparently they know so much more than they pretend to know. I was like, gosh, what am I going to do? And I just started laughing because, I don't know, it was the only thing that came to my mind as a reaction in that moment. So, however, it was really great. We got to their home and, of course, we got some amazing food because that's just a Filipino way. There's always food. And then it turned out that actually a huge part of their family lives in the same street. So we went from one house to the next one and they introduced me to everybody, like cousins, uncles, and grandparents, who were amazing, I must say. Like, this grandma is just great and hilarious and fantastic, and I really loved her. So anyhow, everyone was super nice to me. But of course, imagine that situation. I was there with my mom, and this whole family, of course, knew that girlfriend of his. And I was like, what of a weird situation. But I really enjoyed it. It was just fantastic. We got amazing food. And then we stayed over at their place for one night in order to get up super early to go on an excursion all together. So we went to a different city with his father, his mother, his two sisters, one cousin, and one uncle. So it was just amazing. And they showed us a lot. And we had really much fun. I got along with that family, and I really wondered how Jason, this guy who had lied to me so much in such an awful way, really, could come from that lovely, really lovely family. However, on our way home, I was sitting next to his mom, and she gets a message and starts talking to her family in her dialect. So I didn't get anything. But then she mentioned the name of Jason's girlfriend. And I was like, gosh, what's happening? And they were discussing and it was getting like a little louder. And then she gets a call, she picks up and they talk. And it was his girlfriend talking to his mom just next to me in that car. And I was dying. I was really dying. I couldn't understand a word. Until at a certain point, she mentioned the location my mom and me were heading to next. So our next destination of the holiday. And that was the only thing I got of that conversation. So I was really feeling awful. I was feeling horrible. I just tried to look out of the window so they wouldn't see me fighting against the tears because it was just too much in that moment. Because I thought, you know, I can't possibly meet that girl now. I didn't know whether they just talked about us or they made an appointment for dinner. I didn't know. And I was just like, you know, it's his mess. I don't want to be the person explaining anything to her because it is not my mess. It's not my fault. I didn't have anything to do with it because I didn't know anything about her. And it's really his thing to, I don't know, clear this mess up himself. So I started crying in that car and my mom was like, did you understand anything of what they said? And I couldn't even respond until she handed me a tissue and everyone knew I was crying. And then they were like, oh no, Romina, stop crying. We love you. And in that moment, I was just like, no, all the Filipinos always tell everyone they love everyone. Please just don't say a word. I couldn't handle it anymore. And then I calmed down eventually, of course, tried to get myself together again. And then his mom turned to me and she said, do you want to stay one night more at our house? We really would like to have you before you head to your next destination. And I didn't know what to say because I was really, really happy about that offer, because the things they had done before, inviting us, cooking for us, going on an excursion, those were all wishes of Jason. Jason wished for them to do those things. And then all of a sudden, they actually invited us voluntarily, like completely voluntarily. And I didn't know what to say, because I didn't know if that girl was going to be there, was just going to turn up maybe at his house. So in that moment, I really decided that I had to protect myself rather than protecting Jason. So I turned to his mom and I said, well, I would really love to stay at your place for one more night, but I can't see her. And she looked at me and just nodded. And that was it. So we had a fantastic second evening. We went out for dinner. It was all great. And I really, really loved getting to know this whole family. But of course, the whole situation, when you look at it from outside, might have been a bit weird. However, the next day, they took us back to our hotel, and his mom and his sister had tears in their eyes when we said goodbye. And it was really, it was lovely. They are lovely people. I'm still in contact with them, luckily. So that was just great. And actually, after I got to know them, Jason texted me a lot more again, and we were in quite good contact, and he always promised me, just as before, he always promised me to leave her, and always told him not to leave her, because they clearly had a future together while we didn't, which was just obvious. So I was like, you shouldn't leave her, like, not for me. If you want to leave her, but not because of me or any of that. But still, he talked a lot about leaving her and here and there and blah, blah, blah. And then in February, I went to Latin America for a holiday. And all of a sudden, he was like, let's be together. And I was like, why would we be together before getting back on board together? There's no sense in that. But he was like, yeah, well, it's important to me. And I said, well, as long as you are not single, we can't possibly be together. I mean, what's that? And he said, no, I already broke up with her. And I said, well, as long as you don't tell your family, for me, this doesn't count, because you told me like 4 times now that you broke up with her, and it was never true. However, within a day or something, he really told his family, and I got messages from his mom telling me that she was so happy to hear that he fell in love with me and stuff like that. So during my holiday, I made sure to call him every day and to keep in touch. And when I got home, he suddenly told me that his ex-girlfriend found out about me and that she didn't eat anymore, and she was basically about to kill herself if she couldn't be with him, something like that. And I said, you know what? I don't care. If you still want to be with her, be with her. I never told you to break up in the first place. However, so he changed his mind again, and he, we weren't in touch that much anymore. And I was supposed to get back on board in April, and he would get back on board in May again. So we would have met in May. And then in March, he stopped being there for me somehow. He started behaving like a prick again. And on the day we always celebrated, and like one day of the month, we always made sure we had a call. And that day, he sent me a message telling me that he couldn't be with me anymore if we got back on board together because of all the things that had happened. And I was like, wait. How is that your script? That's my line in the script, if it is somebody's line. Because I didn't do anything bad in all these months. I always forgave him. I always got along with everything. You know, I always accepted everything. And then he decided that he couldn't be with me anymore if we saw each other again. And I was like, what is that? And I decided that someone who is not there for me is someone I can't have in my life. So I wanted to call him because I found it super respectless to just send me a message with that content. And he didn't pick up the phone. although I called him exactly the minute he texted me. So I decided that enough was enough and that I would do a thing I had never done in my life before. I would block him. And that's what I did. I blocked him for an entire month, basically for my own health, because I just wanted to get him out of my system. Well, I didn't get him out of my system in that month, but it was worth a try. So I unblocked him, but I didn't text him. And then one day he called me and I was rehearsing, so I didn't pick up the phone. And afterwards I texted him and he was like, no, I was just checking if I was still blocked. And I said, well, if that's the only thing you wanted to know, then I don't have to call back, right? So until in May, I got home, we didn't talk anymore. And when I got home, I asked him to call me. And after like 2 days or 3 days of asking for that favor, he finally did. And we talked about the COVID situation and everything. And I asked him if he had fun with different girls on board and stuff like that, you know. And he was like, yeah. And then it came out that he was actually together with one girl on board, a German one. So he had just replaced me. So I asked him, oh, and do you love her? And he said, yes. And when the COVID thing is over, I will go to Germany for a month and she will come to the Philippines for a month. And then we will decide where we're going to live. And I couldn't believe it. It was like him punching in my face again. However, I was like, you know, I'm going to be happy for you at some point. I just can't be right now. It will take some time. So that's what I did. I tried to get over that and I was finally happy for him until in June, all of a sudden, his ex-girlfriend texts me. So the Filipina, asking me if I was happy now because they finally broke up because of me and blah, 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 and here and there. So it was a super long message. And it was full of things that weren't true. And of course, I was a bit surprised because I was like, well, my information was that he left her in January. And now it's June and she tells me that just now, today, they broke up. Anyhow, I told her the whole story because I didn't know any other way, you know? So I told her the whole story from my perspective, and luckily she believed me right away. So we texted for a few hours. We discovered a million lies he told each of us. And, you know, I was wondering because to me, he had talked about this German girl and, at the same time, he went back home and tried to get back together with his ex-girlfriend. And I didn't understand anything anymore. But together, we made sense of this whole mess that he had created and the many lies he had told us about each other. Because he told me things that weren't true about her and vice versa. So it was all a crazy mess. At some point, she told me that he was texting with two other girls, so the German one and one other girl, so we were four at that point. It was just, it was really crazy. Now, in the end, she talked to him again about all the lies he had told her about me and about our relationship. Things like that we only held hands, we never kissed, we never slept with each other. I met his family behind his back. And excuse me, but who would do that? I mean, he really told her I was super crazy. I am crazy a little, but not that kind of crazy. So we found out a lot of things that we wouldn't have found out by ourselves. And I am so glad until today that this girl texted me. And together, we really got through this, finally, and we're still in contact every once in a while. We get along pretty well. She's really, really nice, and I feel so bad for her. I still do, because nobody deserves that. He has a new girlfriend now, a completely different one. He seems to be very happy with her, which is great. His family likes her too, so that's fantastic, and I am very happy for them. I wish them all the best, of course. I hope he won't do the same thing he did to us ever again to anyone, because really nobody does deserve that. We went through hell in that year. So I hope none of you guys will ever experience something like that. But I think this is just a very, very rare example we experienced there. But I wanted to share that story because it's just unbelievable if you hear it from outside. Like, even me, I experienced all of this and I still can't believe that all these things happened. But they did. And I think it's quite an entertaining story, actually, if you're not in it. Now, this episode got far too long. I know, I'm so sorry. I really tried to shorten that story as much as I could. I swear I did, but I really wanted to finish telling you that story because I think it's unique, and it's just, sometimes it is good to know that the weirdest things can happen to anyone, really. And I didn't expect any of that happening. And I lived a lot of hilarious moments, horrible moments, and weird moments in this past year. So I hope you enjoyed this super long My Little Globe episode, and I hope to have you again next week. Please stay safe, stay healthy, subscribe to this podcast, and have a great week.